Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official all-digital radio app is here. That's right. The all-digital radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels all the time on all of your mobile devices. Take All Digital Radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching All Digital Radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today.
Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I bet I may show
don't
say. Hey, hey. Hey, I was jamming.
I know you were. Hey, I got breaking.
What it's called?
I got breaking news, and this is.
Oh, it is.
Cool.
When you can't sing. Yeah, you got to call something else. Can't call it singing.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds fancier. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm jamming. Okay, I'm sorry, Slim.
That's okay.
Welcome today, to Off Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome to Off Talk Radio. And guess what today is? You know how?
Nine dirty.
Well, yeah, in our little secret group. You know how you listen to your radio shows in the mornings and everyone, oh, it's, you know, International Pancake Day and it's, you know, International This Day and Internet, or, you know, today is actually International Podcast Day.
Podcast Day.
Yeah.
And we have those.
We do.
Who
we do.
Decided it was International Podcast Day?
I subscribed to one of those show services that generates a whole bunch of content that we could use on our show that, you know, I can throw
yeah,
out.
Yeah, but it was
tells
some...
me, I don't know.
Dickwad and Lois Leblovia that decided that this was National Podcast Day?
I don't know. Well, here's the other days today is. It's, I like this one, Ask a Stupid Question Day. I like this. Ask a Stupid Question, which maybe we'll do that later.
That's or, every day.
Well, yeah, that's true. It's International Translation Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mud Hell. Pack Day, whatever that is.
Mud Pack. That's how you can be party.
Yeah. Extra Virgin Olive Oil Day.
I had her.
Ooh.
Hot Malt Cider Day. That's right up my alley. You know we don't do hot cider anymore.
And that sounds kinky.
It is. Okay. Thunderbirds Day. So there's your days. The other day was
Thunderbirds. That kinky too. I remember the Thunderbirds.
The other day was National Daughters Day, and everybody on Facebook was posting pictures of their, you know, their daughters, and I forgot to do it. I felt
what
so
do you
bad.
Call your penis? Amiibos. Thunderbird! Mm.
But it is International Podcast Day, and we have a podcast. We have a live show and then a podcast all over. So there you go.
Is it International Live Show Day, too?
No.
Or did we miss that?
No, we must have missed that.
We did?
I don't know. Well, you can make it up. It can be tomorrow. Tomorrow's internet. No, we can't. Will it be next Monday? We'll make next Monday International Live Radio Show Day.
All
right. And I did have one other interesting thing that I saw just today, and I don't
we'll be the judge of that.
Well, I don't have.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, who told you it was interesting?
You might. Do you have?
I didn't tell you.
Well, do you have?
But you didn't ask me.
Do you have an Amazon Alexa or a Google or any of those?
I got a Hey Google.
Okay. What?
Hey Google.
Zip. What do you have? Do you have one of those in the house?
I got Siri.
Okay. You don't do the Alexa. All right. Well, anyways, Alexa.
Hell no. They're sleepy enough.
Well, for 99 cents, you can now upgrade your Alexa to sound like Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, I thought you could upgrade Siri.
I don't know. I don't think you. Well, you can change your voice. You can change your voice, I think. But there's also will be an explicit and non-explicit version of Samuel's voice.
Yeah, because I want Samuel L. Jackson to be Siri, so that I can go, "Hey, motherfucker."
Yeah, and this is going to be
what you want, asshole.
And this is a new business plan for them. They're going to continue to roll out other celebrity voices in the future. So you know, for 99 cents, you can switch up day to day.
Sam, that's a good start, man.
Yeah, he is. It's cool. It's cool. It's kind of like you know.
Samuel Jackson has always been cool. Although he really should turn down a movie or two once in a while.
I mean, why?
He turns down nothing.
He gets paid.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway.
Even if it's just a cameo, he gets paid.
I don't care. What the hell was the movie he was in with Travolta and okay. About the they were
probably hitmen. Probably six of them with Travolta.
Oh, Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, that's the one. That's in my top five all-time favorites.
He's been in a lot of shit. There's no doubt about that.
My all-time favorite, still Usual Suspects in here because...
Yeah, that can't be your favorite. Kevin Spacey was in it. Kevin Spacey was cleared. Leave him alone.
All right, so what do you got for us? It's
World's Gone to Hell.
We're here. Oh, yeah. Why? Why is World Gone to Hell?
Well, Trump's in trouble.
Well,
why should today be any different than any other day?
Well, he wants to find out who the lawbreakers are that screwed him over. So now they're saying he breaks the law for doing that. I will tell you, though, my best post of the week, 135 shares. Even that's impressive to you, Slim.
It's very impressive.
Biden on the phone says, yes, I'd like to file a whistleblower complaint. I feel it's corrupt for Trump to expose my corruption, and I'd like it stopped. And yes, while you're at it, keep an eye out for Corn Pop. If you don't know Corn Pop.
Corn Pop? I don't know anything about this.
Biden told this story about when he was a teenager. And some guy with some black guy pulled a knife on him, and he pulled out a 6-foot chain, and Corn Pop backed down. He was showing how macho he is. You know, 78-year-old feeble-minded fools who are corrupt like to pretend they're badasses. You know, considering how many millions of dollars his son has to stash away for him, I guess you know he can pretend, but yeah, that's all right. So anyway, I got 135 shares on that bitch. So I went back and changed my tag at the top. My original tag said, Dirty Creepy Joe did it, so now it's Trump's fault. And then I put Off the Hook Radio Cares with a tag to the show page. And of course, not really, because we don't. But then now thousands and thousands of people have a link to Off the Hook Radio for tonight. So let's be extra frothy. You remember back in the Farmville rant days where we'd put anything out and we'd get 135 shares?
Fuck it all! Fuck it all!
Sorry. Yeah, now 135 shares is like, oh my god, I'm going to mention that! That's awesome! You know, shit, I'm happy half the time I get 10 or 12, you know? Oh, and Facebook's going to take away the likes anyway.
No, they're testing it again in another market. And
oh, they.
It's.
So anyway, the world's going to hell because of this Trump crap and the fact that I got my new phone on Friday, and I had to deal with.
That's all we heard about.
No, I made a post. I didn't say nothing. I didn't call you up and say I got my new phone. I wanted to call you.
No, you posted it all over Facebook.
That's something to be proud of. He's got the king of all kings of the phones right now. With he didn't go all 512 with his
no,
space,
I went to,
but he only went 256. But I'm telling you what, right now,
economical. I saved that extra $100.
He is sitting on what is probably known as the most powerful handheld computer of the time right now. This is something to brag about. This is nice, and it's only going to get better from here. I mean, the next version of the iPhone, the 2020, we're already seeing what they're going to do with this, and they are going to turn this shit into what everybody wants. And everybody who bought this 11 is going to want the 12 next year, trust me. So anyways,
quick. I had to deal with AT&T because you have to call them up and give them the new numbers and stuff and say, switch my phone number to this one. Once I had it all up, it was cool. It was easy to do. I downloaded 13.1.1.
So you did what I told you. You listened to me.
Well, no, it was a mistake. I already had 13.1.1 on my old phone, and that could have screwed it up if it didn't go through. But it did go through. And then it just transferred everything, and it was exactly the way my other phone was set up. It was perfect in about 30 minutes. So I was happy. Then I call AT&T and got my number switched over officially. And I told the guy, I said, look, don't you have a better deal on my plan? I'm paying $107 a month, and I've only got 12 gigs of data plus my car, because I have a separate phone number for my car, which is something I used to need, and it turns out I don't really need it anymore. I give you unlimited everything, unlimited, unlimited, unlimited. He goes, technically, the way you are now, if you use over 6 hours or 7 hours of phone calls, we can charge you extra, blah, 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 blah. I said, how much is it? $70. And my car is still 10. I said, I don't even really know if I need my car. Nobody ever uses it. Everybody's got unlimited data. So I don't need my car doesn't need to be a hotspot. I said, just let me drop the car. Oh, I have to send you another department. Sends me the other department. Get some guy I can barely understand. He tells me if I drop it on my car, I won't have Google Earth and my highway updates. I said, well, that's all I use. Oh, they'll be gone. They'll be gone. So I said, okay, leave it on. So fine. Okay, so now it's $70 plus the 10 for my car plus tax. So I'm still saving some money, right? Look at my email today. I get a bill. Well, a future bill from customer service.
Yeah, what's your next bill?
Your next bill is going to be 70 plus 10 plus tax, right? So about $92, $93 instead of $107. So I'm saving some, right? Nope. My next bill is $244.09.
Oops.
So an hour and 15 minutes of my life later, I have my car dropped. Now, what happened was the idiot who gave me the unlimited plan didn't know, apparently, that it's for one number only, and you can't add my car to it. So basically what they did was they said, okay, you got your new plan, but you still have your old plan, plus we have the, prorated charges for next month for the double plan. So there's like $37 just in prorated charges. So, yeah, so an hour and 15 minutes of my life later, my car is off. Turns out when I talked to the first customer service girl who couldn't do anything about my car, but she understood my first phone plan, she says, you don't use any data in your car, sir. I said, none. She goes, no, you haven't used data in your car for quite a while. And I said, well, I did update my GPS through Audi. They charged me fucking $500 for it, the bastards. Well, they said if you had a one-year newer car, it wouldn't be any charge. I'm like, fuck you. I'm not buying a new car to save $500. But apparently when I updated my car, apparently I can get Google Earth and the highway updates right off the satellite. I don't need the Wi-Fi hotspot crap in my car anyway.
Yeah, see, we get all that through OnStar.
So I finally got rid of it. And then when they send me my bill, and I'll have like $4 or $5 worth of prorated charges on it from between Friday and today, I will spend another hour and 15 minutes on the phone with them because I ain't paying them the $4. They can kiss my ass.
I don't blame you. But why? Let me ask you a really ask a stupid question, Day. I already told you that, so I'm going to ask a stupid question. Why can't you just have your phone or your car hotspot off your phone?
I can now.
Well, I know you can now, but you could have before too. You didn't need to have the extra line for the car ever.
Shut up. Are you trying to tell me I wasted $10 for 3 years?
Yes, because as soon as Melissa walks into her car, and her car is not nearly as fancy as yours, her phone connects to her car. Now her car has hotspots right off from her LTE or 4G or whatever, you know, whatever we're on. And your maps all work. Everything works. You know, you can do it all right on your screen.
Well, thanks for telling me that 2 years ago.
I'm sorry. But you don't need to because you have the updated GPS.
Well, I got rid of it. But I can't get that hour and 15 minutes of my life back.
No, but you're telling us you're going to spend an hour and 15 minutes if you have to pay that $4 tomorrow.
Oh, well, yeah, I will. Just because it's a principle.
I wish I had an hour and 15 minutes to sit on call with customer or talk to customer service. I don't.
Someday you will.
That's true. In about 40 years, I'll be able to retire.
Speaking of stupid questions.
Okay, it's stupid question day.
First story of the day. Senator Scott calls for teacher to be fired after anti-Trump quiz question. A teacher here in Florida, Palm Beach County School District, sent out a multiple choice test to her computer application class at Watson B. Duncan Middle School in Palm Beach Gardens. It's about presidents. She gives you clues, and then you're supposed to name who the president is. Question number two, 45th president, 2017, Republican. Real estate businessman. Idiot.
What were the choices?
Donald Trump, Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon, Jimmy Carter. 2017 Republican. It's Donald Trump. You didn't need all the
rest. I know. I just...
She called him an idiot right on the... She has been suspended pending a hearing to fire her. Bitch. But, I mean, this is what your kids are getting when you send them off to school. If you don't want your kids growing up to be... left-wing loons who believe everything they friggin' see on the news anymore, you better start teaching them at home.
Well, you know, this is one thing I'm dealing
with
right now.
What I don't understand is, why did she think that was a good idea?
I don't think she...
Because she has Trump derangement syndrome. It's a real thing.
It is.
I personally know people who have it.
They
poke her with a couple of them. I have one that's related to me, my mother.
My father.
All she watches is CNN and MSNBC. They haven't told the truth about anything in 3 years. You know, why bother? I mean, hell, you know, if you want to just get half the truth, watch Shep Smith at 3 o'clock on Fox News.
See, now this is the one good thing about
Common Core. Day without Shep Smith is like a day without hemorrhoids.
Well, you know, but this is the one nice thing about Common Core in New York State. I don't like Common Core. It sucks because I don't understand how they're teaching our kids. But they are the papers that they're being taught. Like when they're doing this, like this quiz in my school, in our girls' school, it would have been the same quiz across every one of the four or five classrooms of that grade level. The teacher wouldn't have been able to have inserted this idiot in because they use standard. Everything is all supplied by New York State and the Common Core. All their tests, all their homework, every paper they do is all directly from the Common Core curriculum.
Yeah,
and it's all standardized.
You're never gonna convince me on anything Common Core because, you know, the old way of doing things. Everybody is much simpler, but Common Core makes them think outside the box. Well, you know what? I was a whiz at math. I didn't do any of that crap. If they gave me a 121 times 57 question on my math test, I just put the frickin' answer down.
And that's what it should be.
And then I would get shit from the teacher. Well, you didn't show your work. I said, I did it in my head. You have to write it down. Why do I have to write it down? I can do 121 times 57 in my head.
You know, but
now just because you can't, teacher, I'm in third grade, I'm smarter than you. Fucking give me an A. And walk.
And now they won't. Now that's what this whole Common Core makes you do. If you do not show every step of the problem, even if you get the correct answer, you do not get full credit because you get points for every step of the process.
Those people would have gotten more shit than AT&T did for me today. I am a bad person to fuck with, especially when I know my subject. And, you know, when it comes to my bills or math, I know it. A lot of other things, I'm an idiot, but not those two.
So is this teacher, you think this teacher will get fired?
Yes.
I unfortunately do.
Considering Senator Scott is publicly called for her getting fired, yes, she's gone.
Well, she'll be blackballed.
He was our governor for 8 years, and now he's our senator, and she's gone.
She'll be kicked up to the administration.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing about schools. God. You used to be one administrator for every 10 teachers, and now it's like three administrators for every two teachers.
Oh, don't even get
it's me. It's insane. Well, you guys know that. Anyway, I promised everybody on social media we talk about sex tonight.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did. Sex is a good
why?
Because it's a good subject. We like talking about sex.
I don't got anything.
So I got a quick sex story, and then I want to ask you guys something. But my first sex story is, well, how do I want to put this? I want to say now onto the good stuff, sex, but this one, well, let's put it this way. This one started well. Okay.
They always usually start well.
Yeah, this was in the capital of Ecuador, Quito. A naked couple fell to their deaths while having sex on a third floor balcony after a house party. It was reported yesterday. Yesterday would have been September 27th. The same day I was on the phone with AT&T getting screwed. This guy was getting screwed on the balcony.
At least you didn't fall off.
Yeah, I didn't fall off. I was sitting in my chair. The woman, a 28-year-old mother, and her 35-year-old lover slipped over the edge of a wall while romping in Ecuador.
Romping.
They fatally plunged in Paris below, cops told reporters. The tragic pair was discovered by a neighbor in the Carapungo district who heard a loud crash and rushed outside to investigate. A heartbroken relative of the unnamed woman said she was the mother of an 8-year-old girl. She had thrown a graduation party at her home. Detectives are investigating. Local media say the couple wasn't paying attention to the height of the balcony and toppled over.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, come on. You know, he must have just been getting right to the end. They were going really, really good. And
so there was people that actually watched.
I'm coming. Oh, my God. We're going.
They're gone.
I'm sorry. It's horrible.
Talk about a climax.
I wonder if they were still stuck together.
You know, the fright of falling off the balcony, I'm sure, would be instant shrinkage.
Do you think they noticed?
I don't know.
They might not even noticed.
I've
until
never
the sudden had, stop at the end.
I've never had sex on a balcony in public, so.
Oh, God.
But, anyway, I wanted to, one of my Facebook friends had posed a question on her timeline, and I saw it, you know, scrolling through the feed. And I thought I'd ask you guys, because Slim, you've got young daughters, and
yes, I do.
And CB's got grown up kids, and I've got grown up kids. And we all used to be kids. How did you find out
a long time ago
about the birds and the bees, and how did you tell, or will you tell, your children?
Oh, this is a very simple question.
Okay.
My father had a book.
I was hoping it was stupid to be in line with the
day. No, unfortunately, it's not. My father had a book that was called How You Got to Be You, and I actually have the book in my drawer sitting right next to me here in the studio. It's
going to Grace soon.
No. That's how I
never
learned it.
Going to Grace, never.
And, of course, school, I learned, you know, everything that way. But the question of, you know, Gracie McKenna, one simple answer, Melissa.
Ah, mama's job, their daughters.
Yep.
Very wise of you. You're bailing on that one early.
I will not have the talk. I will not have the period situation, but I will be there for all of the dances and the emotional aspects of that, just when it comes to these.
And
that,
scaring the shit out of prospective suitors.
Correct. But the whole talk about the thing between your knees is not coming from me. But hey, my kind of already knows that. But you know, a cat gets neutered, they cut his balls off. So they're already learning.
Not
some
everybody
of this
hangs
somewhere
down to their knees, Slim, okay? Quit bragging.
I know.
We're trying to have an intelligent conversation here.
Well, that's my answer, Melissa. And with me, simple, a book. I read the book. My dad explained it to me. And again, I'd already had kind of a general idea because we got the talk in sixth grade is when we got the talk. Our elementary school was K through six, and they gave you the talk in sixth grade before you went into what was the middle school, high school, all in one building. It was
where the hormones were raging.
Yes, because it was a 7 through 12 building, and then you learned it again in eighth grade. Health class. But in sixth grade, we got the video. The boys were separated. The girls were separated on the same day. You got the video. You got the talk. Everybody was embarrassed.
Really,
and we all kind of knew, you know, what it was already about. And then I got the book at home. So, you know, it is what it is. And
that's what my parents did. When I turned 9 years old, they gave me a book.
And internet
said,
was...
A doctor talks to 9 to 12-year-olds. I read the whole book. I was more confused after reading the book than I was before I opened the book.
And I wait.
I learned nothing.
Here's one of the best ways we learn.
Okay.
You're going to love this one. Leisure Suit Larry and the Land of the Lounge Lizards.
Oh, man.
That was right about the time we were learning about that, and we had our computers. And
what's that noise in the background?
I don't know. Someone's listening to football.
Oh, well,
I'll turn the game down.
2-0 and three teams. I don't even have it on. So, CB, how did you find out about sex?
I don't remember.
How did you teach your children?
I don't remember. I'm sorry. I just don't.
You don't? You have a son and a daughter.
This is,
I thought we'd get all the information.
And I got grandchildren, so it obviously worked.
Okay, so whatever you don't remember worked.
Yeah, I don't remember. Jesus, you're talking about, you know... It was a long time ago when I was that young. You're talking over 50 years. So, no, I don't remember. I am sorry.
Well,
I think we had something in school.
I got the book. I didn't understand the book. So, basically, I asked kids at school about the book, and a couple of them actually knew. It was girls that knew. So, two girls explained it to me.
There you go. What better way?
And I was like...
Do you want me to go? You should have said, well, can you show me? I'm more hands-on.
Well, I'd already been shown much younger than that. Like, well, a year younger than that when I was 8. Margaret McDonald wanted me to be her boyfriend instead of being with Susie. And she showed me something. And I really didn't know what I was looking at, but I felt all tingly.
Did you? Oh, God.
Jesus.
But my son,
oh,
I was like,
I can see the Senate hearing now. Can you, Slim?
Do I need to have it? I said to my son, I said, we need to talk about this. He goes, nah. Sorry, heard all this shit at school, Dad. I said, good. I said, put a helmet on it. Okay, Dad. And my daughter, I did what Slim did. I ain't going there.
You abdicated.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I don't think I'm sorry. I can't be the one that she comes out and says, "Dad, how do I put the tampon in?" It's just not me. I'm not doing that.
Do any of us really know?
No, I don't know. Anyway, so I guess I'm not the right person to ask.
I don't even know which end.
Well, that's actually probably a little self-explanatory, but I mean,
would hope so.
I don't know, and I.
Well, I will swear to you, the next story is not about DJ Slim, but it could have been him.
Oh, yes, it could.
Yes, it could. A man was accused of shoplifting. Turned out the bulge in his pants was just his huge penis.
There you go. Not the
British man was put in an awkward situation this week when he's accused of stealing items from a shop and putting them into his pants. According to the Scottish Sun, Steve Whitehurst was shopping in a store in Stoke-on-Trent, England, when a manager asked about his bulge. The manager accused him of trying to shoplift. Whitehurst claimed he just kept telling him it was my penis. Oh, it was a her. It's my penis.
She said it was her penis?
No, the man said it was his penis.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Eventually, he dropped his trousers in front of everyone, stood there in his boxer shorts, and said, "See, I've got nothing to hide." Reportedly, she kept pestering him. I think there's more to this than thinking he was shoplifting. I think she knew he wasn't shoplifting. And he finally went to another room and showed the security guard he wasn't stealing anything, and the bulge was all natural, baby. Store claims nobody told him he had to show his penis, but he did it on his own.
Well, I mean, how else was he going to convince them? No, I didn't do it. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. Really?
Slim?
I don't know what you do.
Have you ever been accused of shoplifting?
No, I've never been accused of shoplifting, but I've literally...
You had a store manager interested in your bulge.
No, never. But see, now here's the thing. I am a store manager, and I've had numerous times where I could have accused somebody not of a bulge for shoplifting. And it's very hard. It's hard to accuse anybody because here in New York State, they actually have to make it outside the door in order for me to accuse them of shoplifting. They have to walk out the doors. And then once I walk out the doors, my insurance liabilities change, especially if I walk out of the parking lot. Everything changes here in New York State. So we don't accuse anybody of shoplifting. I did one day. Totally shouldn't have done it. I did it. The guy did it point blank. I was right. And I wasn't going to... I broke all the rules, but it didn't matter. I was so pissed, but I would, even if I thought this guy had a huge bunch of stuff in his pants, I wouldn't say anything anyways. These guys are brave, but yeah, you know, I'd never been.
Yeah, but it was
why he was shoplifting an eggplant.
But it was like that story last week about the porn star that died that I didn't read the second line properly, where you know it said she hadn't, what was it?
No one had had head from her in a week.
Yeah, no one had head from her in a week. and I missed that. Well, I missed the part where it was a female store manager. So I'm thinking this female store manager watches a little too much of Bang Bros. You know?
Oh, yeah. And there's some other ones.
Yeah, because they punish you for shoplifting in Bang Bros. And we know what we're talking about there, don't we?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right. So one more sex story.
Okay.
I got to fulfill my promise. Rarely will I ever say anything good about Michigan, deservedly.
But is great.
Kudos are in order for our smart criminal of the week. They don't all have to be stupid, okay? Drivers along one Michigan interstate.
Well, wait. They are still stupid because they will get caught unless
they
get
caught. Well, there's a picture of them.
Yeah, they're going to get caught.
There is a picture of them, but it's a chick and a guy, but they have hoodies on and glasses. But they're taking a selfie, so, I mean, they're not real smart. But Oakland County, Michigan, drivers along one Michigan interstate got an eyeful this weekend because porno was playing on a billboard along the highway. Auburn Hills, Michigan police released a video that shows two people that they believe broke into a building housing the computer that controls the video for the billboard. I kind of almost got in an accident, said one driver. Because he was distracted on his way to dinner Saturday night. He was traveling I-75 near Auburn Hills. I came across a billboard, and it was something unusual. I saw two girls. It was lesbian porn.
Nice.
Please say the video was playing on the billboard for at least 15 to 20 minutes before it got turned off. The police were called because it took that many cops to get all those cars off the shoulder.
Yeah, I wonder how many people just park there and watch.
You're not allowed to park on the highway. We're watching a movie here.
Yeah, I thought it was a drive-in.
Little respect. Thought it was a drive-in. All right. So anyway, they do have a video of these two, and it's definitely a guy and a girl, and they probably will get caught, and then they can be stupid criminals the week next week. But for now, we Off the Hook Radio says kudos, billboard couple.
This is great. I'm surprised it actually took 15 to 20 minutes for this to come down because I'm very
surprised. Because the cops were watching it too.
Well, yeah, but I'm surprised that somebody wasn't able to remote into that building from the outside and shut that feed down much faster than 15 to 20 minutes.
It's Michigan.
And I know, but everything's computerized now. I can remote in anywhere.
If somebody's got to go do it. You've got to get a state employee up and out of bed and
on a Saturday night.
But they don't got to go anywhere. But they don't got to go anywhere.
How do you know?
They don't. Everything is so streamlined onto everybody's tablets and
You're talking about state computer systems.
Yeah, but these
it
kinds
could
of,
have been a dial-up line.
No, this would have the way this all this stuff now with these electronic signs, they could have literally
too much faith in state government.
But it's all done this way now with all these new digital signs that they're running. If this sign can broadcast porn, this is a top of the line. It's stuff. The guy that's in charge of that sign, numerous people could have woke up from bed, opened up their phone, and stopped that stream. And I'm not.
Or it wasn't a state employee. No, and they had to call a state employee who had to get a hold of the contractor who said it's going to cost you $500 an hour for us to do it. So the state worker had to go back to his supervisor, who had to go to his supervisor,
plus
who had to go to the cabinet.
Thing. It's a state thing, so yeah. You have to sign in through a coded VPN. And not everybody has the ability to sign in through a coded VPN from home. You got to be management or above. Okay, the guy who's probably in charge of that probably doesn't have the coded VPN at home. I'll bet you.
I don't know.
I did that contract work for the state of Pennsylvania, I was able to do VPN from home, and they said only like a handful of people have permission to do that.
I agree
I
with
don't
you
know
both.
For a fact, I, but I'm just
CB, I agree with you about the whole chain of line, you know, oh my god, everyone's got to sign
chain
off.
Of command.
I get that and Zip, I totally get your whole thing with the whole VPN.
They probably had to produce a work order for him to actually do the job. There's probably 25 people involved in doing this instead of somebody just walking over and yanking a plug.
It is state government.
I would think with certain
CB's right.
Yeah, but see, I would think in certain cases you guys are absolutely correct. But in a case of this, I think it because of what
come on, a little you're lesbian talking, porn never.
You're anybody. Talking kids seeing this in the cars with their kids or with their parents, even though it was late at night or But still,
it was dinner time.
I think this could have been and should have been taken down a lot
faster. Yeah, for the
faster.
Two lesbians, it was.
Yeah, and the kids aren't learning anything they don't see on MTV anyway.
Well, no, I agree.
There you go. So,
and this that way, mommy and daddy wouldn't have to give them sex education.
That is
just
true.
Drive down the highway.
Not if they're gay.
I have to say, this is one of the better billboard or road construction sign hacks that we've ever covered.
Had ones where they just put funny words up and stuff.
Yeah, we've never had one that broadcasts.
Not full blown live stream porn.
No, this is kudos to these guys. This is clever, but you know what?
Then when they get caught next week, they'll be stupid criminals.
Yeah, and they're going
to
have.
Why do they need to have full motion video street signs in Michigan?
Because they can.
Yeah, but what would you put on it?
Well, this
I have
is
no idea.
CB, this is because now we have in town, and I know that I'm talking in town, okay? But still, it's the whole business model. In town, there's a billboard on our main drag, and they advertise 30 to 45 businesses every day for 30 days on that billboard. They rotate the ads every, 10 seconds, okay? It just rotates somebody's ad, like a real estate company. Our ad is up there. Well, they're charging us $600 per 30 days to have that ad show continuously with all the other businesses, and they sell X amount of slots, which is...
And it'd be $3,000 or $4,000 a month if it was just you.
Because I've already looked into buying this for my business. So all of these signs on the side of the road that always can only house one billboard, they're getting $1,000 a month for the one billboard on the side of the road. When now they turn them digital, regardless of where it is, still a digital sign now can occupy 15 or 20 businesses at $1,000 a month, and it generates 10, 20, 30, 40 times the income, depending on how many slots you want to sell.
Owns this is a state, though.
Well, but the state's all
your
about
point,
making
your
money.
Your point is valid.
The state's all
no,
about
I
making
understand
money
that,
too.
But I mean, around here, there's I think it's the Ackerley Company that owns like every billboard in the state of Massachusetts.
Yep.
But it's
a private company that owns the billboards. Now, maybe they rent space from the state. I have no idea.
No,
but
it's on an interstate. It's on an interstate highway. The state can put up whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, but I mean...
Through their deal with the federal
government. Would the state get involved, or would they just lease it to someone?
I don't know.
You're going to see more and more of this. When we drove...
The only thing I can say is the lesbian porn would have been more appropriate around midnight.
Yeah, it would have. But
not at 6 or 7 p.m.
When we drove through to Nashville, through Ohio. Along, I don't know which highway we were on at that point, but they did have animated. It's just like going down into New York City, and you know how they have all the animated ones in Times Square.
Yeah, but what was on the billboard? But those are all private.
Well, no, somebody owns those. The ones that the ones in Times Square, but the ones along
are
the
all
highway.
Private.
Maybe, okay. So you're saying these are totally state owned?
Well, I'm saying it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that in the article, but it says it was a state billboard.
No, I'm talking about the ones like up in Michigan, all of them. But do we think that they're all?
No.
Okay.
I think they're private. I don't think they're owned by the state. No. The state might lease the land.
Yeah. If all the private billboards were the full motion jobbies and stuff like you're talking about, there would have been porn all over the entire state because CB's right. You know, there's like one billboard company that owns 90% of the billboards in any given area.
Well, and that's the way here. I mean, we deal with that.
Because I dealt with them all the time. We had all those truck stops, and I had, you know, 1 to 4 billboards per truck stop. So 13 times. Probably had 40 billboards at one point in time, and I only had to deal with 3 companies.
Well, and we have here in our area, which
Zip, you weren't dealing with the state; you were dealing
absolutely
with a private
not.
Company.
Absolutely.
Even though those are all public thoroughfares.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but the billboards themselves were on private land. Alongside the highways.
Well, these are gigantic money makers. So,
I'm sure they are.
Oh, they so are. I a $20,000 investment in one of these signs will turn your money back in no time, depending on your advertising slots. I mean, I've run my numbers. I'm trying to convince my people to build me one here at my place of business because I can make them a ton of money with a fairly decent, you know, a fairly small investment, but they don't see it either. But whatever.
If I were you, and as stressed as you are, I wouldn't want any more business.
That would be that's something I can run from home, and that's because I can sit down on my computers and I can change up everybody's advertising through the course of the month because it's all done on a computer, and in a matter of minutes I set up the whole month.
You are good at computers.
Rotation, you hit play and it streams out to your sign, and I just, you know, $600 per person times 40 slots, and you know, and it costs us $20,000 to put the sign in.
Moving along,
next one is quite funny.
Liberalism is a mental disorder. Change my mind. Here's another example. Fremont Police. Fremont, California, near San Francisco. Apparently they drive Tesla patrol cars, which are basically overpriced electronic little dinky cars. Not the fancy Tesla that's $125,000 that can go 0 to 60 in about 2.5 seconds or whatever. These are the little dinky ones that you pay way too much money for a car you can barely fit into. A Tesla electronic patrol car from the Fremont police ran low on electricity in the middle of a hot pursuit after the department said somebody forgot to plug the vehicle into a charger. The officer was pursuing a vehicle headed into the South Bay, obviously a criminal, and the car began to run low on battery power. It slowed down to 6 miles of battery on the Tesla, so I'm going to lose it here in a sec, the officer said. If someone else is able, can they maneuver into the number one spot? Other units took over the pursuit. Police said the chase was cut off when it became unsafe, and the suspect vehicle was later found abandoned in San Jose. So they didn't catch the criminal. Why? Because they're running electric cars. I mean, come on. Freaking put a V8 in there with a Hemi engine.
Yes, the R Trooper cars. They'll smoke you.
And haul ass and run that bitch down. I hate this. Cops are turning into wussies all over the place. Absolutely, it's just terrible. It was a used 2014 Model S. Oh, I see why they bought them. They're manufactured at a plant in Fremont, of course. It was part of a pilot program to begin to reduce the city's greenhouse gas emissions. Screw that. Catch the crooks, you fucking pansies. You know, if you're going to be that liberal, buy one for yourself at home. Okay? When your job is to protect the public, catch the bad guys. You freaking idiot wimps.
Let the meter reader ride around in one of those cars. You know,
if you're gonna get them a goddamn Tesla, get them the $120,000 one, and you overtake the son of a bitch in about 8 seconds. Well, you know, pull you over.
Know, yeah, but you know, listen, you watch Live PD. I know you do, and I watch Live.
Yeah, I watched it one night.
Well, I know, but you've watched it numerous times, and you know there's always, you know, two or three high-speed chases where the guy doesn't want to stop or stops and then takes off and blah, blah, blah. But do you see how far behind those cops are most of the time? And I don't even see how they even can keep up or figure out what car is what as far behind as they are most of the time.
Yeah, they don't even chase motorcycles and four-wheelers anymore. They just say the hell with it. Because they don't want the criminal dying for whatever the crime was, which is
or fine. Killing someone,
yeah, or killing someone else. But the motorcycles,
which has happened around here in Massachusetts, when they start chasing them around the streets of the city, and they've decided that there's no more high speed chases in residential areas, pretty much.
Yeah, and then you combine that with like Philadelphia, where it used to be $400 of larceny, $400 of stealing stuff. Was a felony. Well, then George Soros gets his new DA put in there. He bankrolls this guy in the city of Philadelphia. Oh, he's a Democrat. He won the primary, so we're going to vote for him. Well, this guy doesn't want anything to do with actually arresting people. He wants to be a social justice warrior. And they changed the rules that now it's not a felony in Philadelphia unless it's $950. So basically, you got gangs of kids going into places and stealing $500-$700 worth of crap. And because it's not a felony, and because they're kids, even if they do get caught, which this guy doesn't even go after anybody, they get away with it. So basically, business people in Philadelphia are just fucked now.
Well, you know what's funny? In New York State, it's $1,000.
Yeah,
is the cutoff. But if it looks like you're trying to just do under $1,000 just so you don't get the felony, they still charge you with the felony. They call it intent.
That depends on the DA.
Well, yeah, you're right.
This DA in Philadelphia has downgraded murders. I mean, there's this one guy. I watched his dad on a TV show, just beside himself. His kid was in the car. His kid was a local high school sports kid. And he was in the car waiting for a friend to come out of the store. And apparently, in case of mistaken identity, a guy walked up and just put one right in the back of his freaking head. Okay? They knew who it was. They caught him. And the DA pleaded it down for murder, which it was, to unintentional manslaughter. So this kid walked up, popped a guy in the back of the head for no effing reason other than he got his jollies off with it or he thought it was somebody else, I don't know which. He got 10 fucking years. 10 years. That's all he got for a murder. I mean, geez, it's just nuts. It's just nuts. This country, the world's going to hell. But I said that at the beginning of the show, didn't I? All right, what else we got? Oh, California.
Forget it, because I actually want to talk about I like this story, so forget it, and we're running out of time.
Well, we're on the subject of silly liberal things. We also have this from California. Governor Newsom,
I'm okay with this.
Governor Newsom decided that California will now let college athletes sign endorsement deals.
I'm okay with this.
Well, I think CBS,
I'm not liberal.
I understand that.
But
defying the NCAA, California opened the way Monday for college athletes to hire agents and make money from endorsement deals with sneaker companies, soft drink makers, car dealerships, and other sponsors, just like pros.
Yep.
The first in nation law signed by Democratic Governor Newsom, set to take effect in 2023, could upend amateur sports in the U.S. and trigger a legal challenge. Newsom and others cast it as an attempt to bring more fairness to big money college athletics and let players share in the wealth they create for other schools. Critics have long complained universities are getting rich off the backs of athletes, often black athletes struggling to get by financially. Okay, other college students with talent, whether it be literature, music, technology, innovation, can monetize their skills. Student athletes are prohibited from being compensated, while the respective colleges and universities make millions, often at great risk to the athlete's health. Newsom predicted other states will introduce similar legislation. As somebody who actually did play sports in college, granted, not at that kind of level, but I don't have a problem with a stipend based on the profitability of sports. But the thing about colleges is football, which is, generates the most money at these big schools, pays for all the other sports. I mean, other than basketball, there aren't any other sports that make money for the colleges. Baseball's a loser, volleyball's a loser, wrestling's a loser, golf's a loser, lacrosse, field hockey, they're all losers. But the athletic department uses the money from football to pay for all that stuff. Now, what do the athletes get? They get a free education, you know, 30, 40, 50 grand a year, room and board on top of it. And believe me,
can I ask,
the board for athletes is way better than other students, okay?
I want to ask a question because it helps my point.
We got steaks and shit. You can even buy steaks in the regular commissary. Go ahead.
Do all of the athletes on like these football teams, do they all get a scholarship or no?
No.
No, not all of them.
Okay, so continue with your story.
You're allowed 85 scholarships.
Okay. Keep going.
Well, you're allowed 85 football scholarships. Football. But the thing about that is it's not always full scholarships. You'll have partial scholarships, yes. Half, a third, a quarter, whatever.
Baseball, you have 12 scholarships, and it's always been 12 scholarships. Okay, and I got one. All right? There was only 6 guys that had full scholarships. 12 guys had half scholarships. Okay? So the way that worked is, as soon as you get injured,
it has to add up to 12.
You no longer had a scholarship. Okay,
so this is now why I think this is okay for these kids to get these endorsements, because it can help the ones that aren't getting scholarships pay for their schooling. And it's not free for everybody. See, I didn't think it was. You guys just all of a sudden I thought maybe I was missing it.
My point that I was getting to is, besides the better food, the better dorms, you know, and all that kind of stuff, I have absolutely no problem with colleges that are making big money paying those kids $200, $400 a month.
Yeah, but
the NCAA has been against that forever. But what you can have is a quarterback at a big school signing a Nike sneaker deal, okay, or a Reebok sneaker deal when the school is sponsored by Nike. You're going to have more trouble than a little bit.
Why can't a kid be the
Nike?
The
Nike is back in the school. They're giving them free uniforms, free shoes, all kinds of stuff for the kids wearing it, and then the kid can go cut his own deal with Reebok because he's a big star.
Well,
business wise, that's a serious problem.
Well, in that case, okay, I agree. But why is it not okay for say my daughter when she's in college, if Kellogg's comes to her and says, we want to put you on our cereal box, right now they can't do that. They can't take any money. You're not
allowed. They can put her on the cereal box, but she can't get paid.
She can't get paid for it. And I don't agree with that. I think she should be able to. Even at the level she's at right now, not what she's doing now, but the Olympic level. I mean, a couple of our Olympic girls had to make this decision, Simone Biles being one of them. If she went pro, she forfeited all future college scholarships.
Oh, but they are allowed endorsements. Yeah, but once they're out of school, they can take it, all the endorsements they want. Simone Biles makes millions of dollars a year.
I know, but what before she had to make a decision at one point before, yes. And that changed and impacted.
She never went to college.
because she would have had to have paid it all herself because she went pro. She took an endorsement deal. Once you take an endorsement deal, you got to pay for your own college. You can't get any help. That's the issue. These kids,
well, you can't
like my
get an
daughter,
athletic scholarship.
Correct. You have
yeah,
to pay.
Well, I don't
understand the fact that
state,
there's 10 times as much scholarships for intellectual pursuits than there are for athletics pursuit. There's so much more money for good students than there are for good athletes. It's not even close. You'd be surprised.
I could have taken an
ROTC. And the thing about it is,
a scholarship, I'd have been better off financially.
Yeah, well, that's why. If you take a look at athletic scholarships, if you hurt your knee and you can't play anymore,
or your hip,
your scholarship's gone.
So that's why they should be able to sign endorsement deals. So
Kellogg's
wants to throw that one time.
I think you've got to start this with stipends. Okay, if you're a star black athlete, and I live down here in Florida, and there is a lot of star black athletes in Miami and Tampa and all around the state that go to colleges in the state and out of the state, and they benefit those universities greatly from their athletic abilities. Those kids are poor. They grew up poor, a lot of them, not all of them, of course, but many of them grew up poor. And if you know, they don't have $50 in their pocket or $100 in their pocket in the off season to go buy a pizza or whatever the hell they want, that's wrong. I got no problem with getting stipends, but I don't think one big star should be able to rock the entire freaking boat at any university.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, part of what you'll have happen, because it happened before, which is why they have these rules, is you'll have well-heeled alumni saying, "Hey, kid, you know, come endorse my come to school here, and I'll give you an endorsement deal.
Endorsement for my car dealership." Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or let me give you a job here in the laundromat, and I'll pay you $2,000 a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know that is.
Trust me, that crap happens.
That's what happened before. Yeah,
that happens anyway.
They'll just dress it up differently now.
Well, now it'll be more blatant.
Well yeah, it'll be
legal. I'm sorry. I would love for nothing more than when my daughter were to be 16, you know, she be approached and someone see the potential in her from a company and say, "We want to sponsor her. We want her to, you know, be a part of something, and we'll pay for her schooling."
Well, the NCAA has a good point, though. They asked him to veto it because he argued, just like CB was saying, that it would destroy the distinction between amateurs and pros and give California an unfair recruiting advantage.
It just highlights who's working hard to gain attention of an advertiser.
They're working to revise the rules on making money off a player's name and likeness, but said any changes should be made at a national level through the NCAAs, not a patchwork of state laws. I agree with both those statements. You can't have an unfair recruiting advantage in one state over others. And if you're going to do something, it's got to be done nationally. It is the National Collegiate Athletic Association, not the California.
Okay. I give you that. I'll give you that. California should not be doing this on their own. If they're all in the same organization, this should be national. But it should be. They should be allowed to take endorsements. This goes back to, okay, your stipend is everyone gets a trophy. This way is the one who works hard gets an endorsement. And that makes people work harder. Instead of everyone getting a stipend, everyone getting a trophy to play, they're already getting a free education. Most of them, some of them not. Don't stipend
most
them.
Most of them not.
Well, there is a bad side to this, and it's already come out. Alvarez, the athletic director at Wisconsin, and the former Barry Alvarez, former head coach of Wisconsin, a very good coach.
Guess what?
Nice guy.
Hey,
he said they won't schedule anybody from California. Period.
No, but you got to say goodnight right now.
Good night, LJ. Good night, Wesley.
Bye.